Now you can hear it in the background there. More tragic news comes from the drug war-torn border between the U.S. and Mexico. Three people with ties to the American consulate were shot and two killed in two shootings this weekend in Ciudad Juarez. One of the slain was an American consulate employee gunned down in her car, along with her husband near a bridge to El Paso, Texas. Their one-year-old daughter was unhurt in the back seat. The shootings appeared to be the first deadly attacks on American officials and their families by these drug organizations. What it means for the ramping up of violence or the Mexican government's ability to contain the violence is still unclear. But for the latest, we're joined now by Joan Grillo, Mexico City correspondent for Time magazine. Joan, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hey, how you doing?
So this is a brutal escalation, it seems, at the very least. But give us a sense of how violent Ciudad Juarez is, even if we weren't talking about this story this morning.
Well, Ciudad Juarez has been an extremely murderous and violent city the last 2 years. By many counts, it's in fact the most murderous city in the world. You know, that means the homicide rate in Ciudad Juarez, it's about 160 for every 100,000 residents. Could well be the highest on the entire planet. That's worse than Baghdad, worse than Mogadishu, or worse than some violent American cities like New Orleans.
So does the murders over the weekend that I spoke about a moment ago, do they appear to be targeted? Does there appear to be a message for U.S. State Department employees? And the State Department has already issued a warning saying move family members out of the area for the next 30 days.
Well, it's still unclear exactly why these people were targeted, but there are indications that it was, a very organized hit. There was two different attacks on these officials which happened at the same time. Now, both had left an event of consular officials inside Ciudad Juarez, so it seems that the attackers knew they were associated with the U.S. consulate, tying both attacks at the same time. Now, some Mexican officials are already saying they believe the people behind this attack are connected to the Juarez drug cartel. So we've already got indications that it is drug-related, connected to this organized crime group, and deliberately targeting the American officials. What we don't know is why they would get these people. Is it a message to the American State Department? Is it a message to the American DEA or other groups for attacking drug cartels? Or is it some other personal reason connected to these individuals?
Now, you're in Mexico City, and I'm wondering how difficult this story is to follow, because each of these border cities has its own particular battleground, its own particular set of tactics, and it represents its own set of challenges for reporters.
That's correct. I mean, you know, I've been actually based in Mexico since 2001 following this story, and you do see that, you know, it seems to be different conflicts in different regions. You have Ciudad Juarez, you have Tijuana, you have Reynosa, Michoacan, Guerrero, and each time you have different local organized crime groups, different situations. We try and get a sense, as well as moving around to all different places to follow this, to get a sense of the bigger picture here. What's really the big picture in Mexico? Why is there so much violence, you know, and why are all these different locations having these different conflicts breaking out?
Well, you know, one of the incidents over the weekend reminded me of the situation in Egypt, where terrorist groups in Egypt, when they really want to sting the government of Hosni Mubarak, go after the tourist industry, and you have a shootout in Acapulco over the weekend, a gang shootout where nine people were killed, and this we're getting right into the middle of spring break, which is a huge tourist attraction, business opportunity for the Mexican government.
Well, it certainly is, and all these kind of news is very bad for Mexico's tourist industry, which has already suffered over the last couple of years because of drug-related violence as well as swine flu, some other things. Now, it's hard to work out exactly why the attacks are carried out. The violence in Acapulco, you know, would appear that was, you know, to do with between the drug cartels and wasn't a direct attack on the tourist industry. Generally, drug cartels haven't targeted tourists or haven't had the mentality of let's attack tourism to damage the government. But whereas the attack on the U.S. consular officials seems a little bit more ominous, seems like it could be directed towards the U.S. government generally or towards a particular agency of the U.S. government to try to send a message in response, perhaps, to certain attacks on the cartels' interests.
Finally, is it in the interest of these cartels to push some threshold of U.S.-Mexican relations that might motivate the Pentagon to actually send troops across the border or to put covert operations forces inside Mexico and escalate the violence that way?
Well, that's certainly a possibility happening. I mean, you know, the Pentagon has obviously had a lot of concern about this situation. There was one paper put out by the Pentagon at the end of 2008 where they were projecting possibilities, and they were saying, well, Mexico is a real problem here. We've got to look in the next 10, 20 years of the possibility of Mexico really falling apart from this violence. We would have to do something about that. We could not let, for the purpose of homeland security, we could not let Mexico fall apart. So that's a real possibility. I don't think it's really in the cartel's interest for that to happen. I don't think the cartels want to have Pentagon or more U.S. forces against them. I think they probably would like maybe to send a message to try and stop American officials being around their business, to try and make it more difficult for American officials to operate here against the cartels.
Again, violence and the details are mystifying since the intent is not completely clear. Johan Grillo writes about Mexico for Time magazine and reports for Global Post. He joined us from Mexico City talking about the tragic news over the weekend. Three people with ties to the American consulate shot, two killed in the shootings in Ciudad Juarez. A couple of facts we should remind you of. 2,500 people were killed last year alone in Ciudad Juarez, and at least 11 people were killed besides the ones I just mentioned in Ciudad Juarez over the weekend.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.